Alaskans are reflecting on what life will be like without Uncle Ted in the Senate. APRN's Annie Feit talked with residents in Anchorage. Many are mourning the way his career ended, but also say they're ready for change.
At the busy Fred Meyer in Midtown Anchorage, shoppers stopped in the chilly entryway to reflect on the end of an era in Alaska politics. Brock Allen expressed the views of many.
Fantastic. They start doing shady deals and start not looking out for our interests. We need to get them out. So I'm real happy about it.
But the 85-year-old Stevens still won plenty of votes. Over the years, he has steered billions of dollars in federal funding to Alaska, and he helped usher the territory into statehood. That counted for a lot with Alaskans like Phil Walczak. He says he can't accept Stevens' felony conviction by a jury thousands of miles away.
And I voted for him for the things he did in the past. And maybe as a way of saying that people in Washington shouldn't be making decisions for us on what's right and wrong.
Ruth Dean says she was embarrassed so many Alaskans voted for Stevens, even after he was convicted. But she says it's hard to see the way his long career came to an end.
I think it's sad that such a man who I admired over the years let his judgment falter. And I'm sad for him because he has been a great man and he has done wonders for Alaska. But his judgment, that doesn't excuse his judgment in the later years.
KAKM public television host Michael Carey says Alaska is ready for change, but he agrees it's a sad day and acknowledges that might be difficult for people outside to understand.
It's sadder than I think people around the world can ever imagine. He participated in all the great events of the last 50 years. He changed Alaska and left his footprint everywhere.
Stephen Haycox is a professor at the University of Alaska, Anchorage. He says throughout his long Senate career, Stevens has concentrated on educating the rest of the country on Alaska issues and developing the state's narrow economy.
He's been focused on that throughout his whole career. I don't think any Alaska politician has any choice but to be focused on that agenda because of the narrowness of Alaska's economy. And he has certainly done that extremely well.
But he says he doesn't think Stevens' exit from Congress represents the economic tragedy for the state that some have predicted.
The federal government has supported Alaska economic development and non-native settlement since the beginning of Alaska's possession by the United States, and it will continue to do so. So on a practical level, it's probably not as significant, at least economically, as some folks have thought.
And Haycox says, like the rest of the nation, Alaska seems to be moving toward more democratic politics.
Senator Stevens' loss may be part of a general shift in Alaska politics back toward the democratic liberal wing of American politics, where Alaska was from statehood until big oil.
Haycox was especially surprised Bakich won all across rural Alaska, which has traditionally been a huge base of support for Stevens. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.